Oh, Krishna. No, but how you say Krishna's in everyone's heart. That's the ontological truth. That's the tattva, Paramatma. But it's easier to access Krishna from the devotee.
Heart is pure, so transparent, so directly Krishna can communicate.
Yeah, that's what they say. So our experience when we meet sadhus and saintly people, and we always go with questions. Many people come and just listen to sadhus, but we always have thousands of questions and thousands of. This is a notebook from 2018. This is 2016. This is 2015. There's a 30, 40 more notebooks in there in the truck. This notebook and that notebook and thousands of notes, but I don't know what's going on. Still, I don't know anything. So what we found is that when we're with the genuine saintly people and we're asking our questions and recording their answers and whatnot, and we leave, we feel like we're flying in the sky. I feel like so elevated, so amazing experience. I don't know what your experience is, but I live for those memories are what's sustaining me. You know? Either you meet everyday sadhus as much as possible, or when you have met them, you remember them, and then that comes.
Their existence is chintamani. They are having chintamani body.
Yeah, they, if you remember them, they remember you.
Yes.
Krishna says the same thing, Gita, 4:11. Yeyatamam. You think of me, I think of you. You're busy? Okay, you're busy in Maya. I'm busy also. You're busy in Maya. I'm busy in Yoga Maya. Krishna says, you have your Maya, I have my Maya. Radharani's my Maya. She's my Krishna Mayi.
Yes.
Radharani is Krishna Mayi. Yoga Maya, we want that Maya. We want the seva that Krishna Mayi Radharani. People don't know the value or power of the sadhus. It's bhagya also. I know devotees, they live in Vrindavan so many years. Very good devotees, very steady devotees. And very good devotees, genuine bhaktas. But they never met any sadhus. They never met any saintly people. They don't feel any need. They feel, okay, I'm fine. There's such fortune at the feet of the sadhus. Because I remember when I was in one mission, that there were some kind of restrictions they were trying to impose, like embargo, you know. That they said, oh, you can't go here and there. I said, very nice. I can't help myself. My development is pushing me. Mostly I was writing books, and I'm writing books, and then I'm getting so many ideas, and who can I ask questions to? The type of questions I have that came up in my life, I couldn't find anyone in the immediate Sangha to solve my questions. And I was limited. You know Bengali, Hindi, so many languages. You're a wide field for all of you to access. But I was restricted to English, so I would go to meet someone. I say, I have these questions. Do you know some sadhu I want to meet? Oh, you go to Gwalior Mandir in Govardhan. There's one pandit there. He speaks very good English. Pandit Sri Krishnas Babaji. Acha. Okay, I go there. He says, right near Kusum Sarovar, Gwalior Mandir. I said, okay. So I went there one fine day in 1989. And I went in a temple or some Babaji's. I said, where is Pandit Sri Krishna's Babaji? Oh, he's upstairs on above the Gopuram. There's some entrance to the temple. You know, you go in there, and there's like entrance, and then go up some stairs. There's little rooms up there, little tiny rooms up there. So there's some many few rooms. He lived on the side, so I want to meet him. Yeah, you go. So and he was cooking some chapati, sabji.
Are you still there?
Huh?
You are Maharaj is still there.
He's in Golok. This year in January, he went Magh Mahinam. So I met him and asked questions. And I can't, so many times I went for, so since that time, asked many, many questions. He never once disturbed my mind. He only answered my questions. He never said, why you don't wear white cloth and why, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnavas should wear Shukla Vastra. It's in Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Yes.
I came to know all these things later when I studied.
Sanatana Goswami.
Yeah, there's 4 or 5 verses, Hari Bhakti Vilas. Many, many verses he collects to explain the point. Vaishnavas do wear red cloth. The Ramanuja followers, the sannyasis, they wear the red.
All 4 sampradaya, because their picking is because of red only.
Yeah.
Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha.
That is no okay. Only in the Gaudiya. That's why when he quotes verses from Puranas. You can read in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanskrit verses. He said, a Vaishnava should not wear red cloth. So what about Ramanuja? What about Sri Vaishnavas? The sannyasis, they wear red cloth. But there's some shlokas. So he collected these shlokas to put in Hari Bhakti Vilas because this is for Gaudiyas. So there's 4 or 5 verses. I have them in my notes. Where he says that we should not wear the red cloth as Gaudiyas. And then nobody did. Since 450 years. And then some new introduction. Okay. But this, whatever, this obvious. But this this point, although this my teacher, the sadhu is a Babaji, he never mentioned. I learned 30 years later. So this is proper. Sadhu Sangha, he doesn't say, oh, you're good, you're bad, you have questions, you have answer, ask questions. I very much appreciate, he never said, oh, parampara, this, that, nothing. Nothing. Although he was in a traditional line, Advaita Parivar, they never disturbed my mind. 30 years. Never said, be my devotee. Oh, come on, you know, be my devotee. Never. Said, oh, you're there? Okay, fine. This is sadhu.
He's not interested in this. Whether you're red or...
Or Videshi? What to speak of Videshi?
That's
a big vichar right there. Hey, no thanks. No, I don't want to talk to you. No, I lose my caste. He's a born Brahmin, scholar. He has all rights. He has all rights to like. And excuse me. Stay. Keep. Go away. Untouchable. But this is the Karuna, the Gaudiya Vaishnava.